Right, I have bagged my first two artists. I'm sitting here with China, that's right, and Christina. What are you guys doing here?
We are here for several reasons, because we were part of Back to Back Theatre Democratic Set performance. We did a little performance to film for that. Mm-hmm. So we're here to watch the screening of it.
That launches at 7, isn't it?
Yeah, tonight? 7 yeah. this evening. And I'm also a participant, a collaborator with Manuel Basson for... still image moving. So,
so if we go with Back to Back first, Christina. So, what's Back to Back for someone who has never heard anything about it? Is that a big square question?
Yeah. Well, Back to Back Theatre are a group of a list that I know about them. Basically, we just heard about them through a call out on Theatre Bristol for participants in their piece, which is called The Democratic Set, which just uses members of the public, artists, performers, anyone who wants to get involved in a empty box space and do anything they like in the space.
Okay.
And they edit it together to make it look like it's a cross-section of a really massive kind of high-rise building.
Okay.
And it moves across the building and shows the inner lives of all the various diverse people who live in the city.
Oh, cool. Okay. That sounds really interesting. So, you were involved in that?
I was, yeah. I did a performance with China. It was kind of pretty spontaneous. So,
okay.
I didn't know too much about it initially, so... just kind of got wrecked in, really.
Yeah,
happily,
that's always
happily,
good. Yeah,
you know.
Exactly. Yeah. And the Manuel Basson piece, that's really interesting, actually, because it's really about getting members of the public involved, not just sort of performing at them, but with them.
Yeah.
And you're covered in paint. as I sort of walked in, I saw that you're covered in paint. Is that to do with the Manuel Basson thing?
No, I'm part of a group called Interval,
okay.
Who are a group of... artists, producers and performers, and we've got a space which is the old sandwich shop opposite College Green.
Okay.
So we're just, Christina has been just...
renovating and painting.
So you guys are really like part of the Bristol community, as it were.
Yeah,
like,
performance art community. Yeah.
And the Manuel Basson thing is pictures with the public, isn't it?
Yeah, so we've got a shipping crate. I think we've got 4 or 5 locations, starting Gloucester Road, and we will have the shipping crate with sofas, and we'll invite members of the public to come in and have a chat and see if they want to take part and make their own artwork with us. Like, the idea is that whatever they want to do,
you guys will help them make a picture and take it. Yeah,
and then at the end of the day, we'll project all the images that we've taken onto one of the buildings nearby.
That sounds really beautiful.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. Yeah. So as local Bristolians, is that the right way of saying it?
I guess you could call us that.
Yeah. Have you been to In Between Time before? Do you know the festival? Or?
Personally, I haven't. I haven't been part of it or involved in it. But I'm not sure about you.
Are you quite excited about what's coming up?
Yeah, I'm excited to see what's going on. I like to see what Bristol has to offer. So.
Yeah. Is there any sort of thing you're looking forward to in particular?
Seeing our film?
Of course.
Yeah. I'm
curious.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing Alex Bradley's Day and Night piece.
Yeah.
Paul Hurley. Man who covers the wall in 1,000 red kisses.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
There's quite a few things.
Nice little interventions going on across the city and stuff.
Looking forward to it.
Brilliant. Thanks loads for talking to me, guys.
That's all right.
It's really cool of you, and I hope you enjoy the festival and everything that's going on.
Yeah, you too.
Great.
Yeah.
Thanks.